There are people in this world who don't just like animals. They live for them, who rearrange their lives, open their homes, and open their hearts for every furry, feathered, or four-legged friend that needs a second chance. They're the ones who show up even when it's hard, who give their time, their hearts, and everything they've got. At the Nova Scotia SPCA, these people are extra special to us. Today, I'm talking to someone who has loved and lost, laughed and cried, and through it all, she's never stopped believing in the healing power of a warm nuzzle or a gentle purr. Her life, her legacy, and her love have been forever shaped by the animals who walked beside her, and now she's helping shape the future for so many more. This is a story of love that never lets go. So wherever you are, turn up the volume as we sit down with Judy, a proud supporter of the SPCA. You're listening to the podcast. Hello, podcast listeners. My name is Joel. I'm with the marketing and communications team with the Nova Scotia SPCA. And today I'm talking with Judy. Judy, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Joel.
Thank you for being here with us.
And thanks so much for inviting me.
Perfect. So I would love for the podcast listeners to know a little bit about who Judy is. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us them a little bit about yourself.
Oh, for sure. We actually moved to Nova Scotia in 2009, had lived out west previously, but loved the province, loved the people. I'm retired now, but previously I was involved in post-secondary education, admin. And because I've been an animal lover all my life, when we moved here, I wanted to get involved with the Nova Scotia SPCA as soon as I could.
Perfect. So how did you get involved?
Well, actually, over the years, I've done a variety of different things. I volunteered at the Dartmouth Shelter once a week. I have sat on the board of directors for 6 years. I've done stories on behalf of the Nova Scotia SPCA on various animal welfare issues, both in our local newspapers and for the SPCA newsletter, The Paw Print. I collect donations from friends and family for the Nova Scotia thrift stores. In fact, in my apartment building, I'm known as the crazy cat lady. They know to leave me anything that they don't want. Last but not least, I've adopted 5 kitties. Wow. From the SPCA.
Amazing. Do you have a pet now?
No, you know, Joel, it's actually the first time in my life that I don't have a pet. And I find it's a really unenviable position to be in. I had to put my beloved cat Link to sleep unexpectedly last Christmas. And everybody knows how devastating it is to lose a pet. Mm-hmm. I took a hard look. I looked at my age and the fact that my health isn't that great. And I made the decision not to adopt another pet because I worried about the fact that my pet might outlive me. Mm-hmm. And I don't have anybody that I could entrust their care to. So as hard as that decision was for me to make, I think it's the responsible one, putting the animals first.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you've done a lot for us, and we appreciate you very much, Judy. And you went above and beyond with that as well, because there is something special going on right now, Nova Scotia SPCA, where you are doing a matching donation up to $100,000. So people can donate today, and you will match that. So why did you want to do this? What inspired you to do this?
You bet, Joel. I thought, you know, there's so many animals in the SPCA that long for a loving home, so many that need our help. And the matching donation campaign gave me a chance to honor my own pets and help as many other animals as we could. I thought that by working together, we would have a bigger impact.
All right. And so why the Nova Scotia SPCA? Why us?
Well, you can probably tell I believe deeply in the mission of the SPCA. I've seen their cornerstones of healing, hope, and second chances. And because I volunteered in the shelter, I've witnessed firsthand, you know, the love, the care, the compassion that both the staff and the volunteers show to animals. And I actually witnessed it with my own animals. I've experienced that. So it meant a lot to me.
Well, you mentioned your own animals. You've had 11 pets in your lifetime. I mean, can you tell us what are their names? What made them special?
For sure. Well, when I was a child, my first pets were actually 2 budgies, Tiny and Dickie. And as I grew older, I recognized, you know, the importance of adopting homeless animals. And I guess my heart always went to the older ones or the animals that had a life of hardship. I wanted to give them a chance, a loving home. So I've had five kitties, Katie, Harley, Maddie, Gracie, and Link, and four amazing dogs, Angus, Tarko, Murphy, and Maggie. And to me, they weren't just pets. They were my family. And when I thought about it, coming to the podcast, it made me think that the honor of being their mom was probably the greatest gift I could have been given. Mm-hmm. They taught me a lot of things for sure. And two of those were patience and certainly unconditional love. And when each pet crossed the Rainbow Bridge, it was very painful, as anybody who has to put a pet to sleep knows. And the pain is still there, for sure, mm-hmm. after all these years. But over time, I did try to fill the empty space that they left with the wonderful memory gifts that they've given me.
Mm-hmm. I know many people can think about their pets and the love they bring and the way they've changed their life. And I know that definitely stands true for you, Judy. I mean, I'm sure we could spend five episodes chatting about the animals who left a mark on your heart. But I mean, can you tell us maybe a couple of things that might have stood out to you?
Sure thing, Joel. And you're right. Five episodes would probably do the trick. I will give you a couple of examples, though, that really, I think, touched my heart. My dog, Murphy, had a heart murmur of 4 out of 6. And in spite of that, when a huge dog attacked his sister, Maggie, Murph raced in to defend her and actually ended up saving her life.
Wow.
So he was quite a hero. And, you know, I was thinking bravery shows itself and resilience in different ways. And my cat Link, my beloved boy, he had been in one home where he was abused and in another home where he was neglected. So he was terrified of strangers. And yet one day I was having a reflexology treatment at home and it was fairly painful. And I guess I started moaning. And Link was so brave. He came out of the bedroom where he had been staying and actually laid down on the massage table with his mom, because I think he thought, you know, he could comfort me because I needed his help. So that was quite amazing to me. Mm-hmm. And my little 6-pound ball of fur, Maddie, my cat, she was also amazing. She was found wandering stray, really sick. They didn't even think that she'd make it. And I guess it stayed in her heart, the help that she got. So she ended up every day that my dog Maggie was alive, Maddie sat next to me and supervised me while I was putting eye drops in Maggie's eyes. She was like my little dedicated nurse. And she also turned our 13-year-old cat, Katie, into a little kitten again because she loved playing tag and hide and seek.
Amazing.
And so she brought a lot of joy to my life.
Amazing. And you also had a dog that was basically a McDonald's GPS, just knew anytime you were near a drive-thru. Was that right?
That's true. That was Murphy. He was a many talented guy.
That's amazing.
And it was amazing. If I ever lost track of where the McDonald's were on a long drive on the highway, he would certainly let me know. He'd give me a heads up. And it was kind of cute to watch. We had three of the dogs at the time, Murphy, Maggie, and Tarko, in the car with us.
Yeah.
So there were three little heads poking out the window to make sure they got their plain beef patty. Yeah.
Making sure they got their order right.
That's exactly.
That's awesome. How did these pets come into your life? Were any of them rescued?
Yeah, actually, all my dogs and cats were rescued, and I happened to meet all of them while volunteering at the SPCA. So it was very dangerous for me. I wanted to bring one home every week that I came to volunteer. Each pet that I did adopt came with their own story, and they had their own journey, and somehow they made their way to me and made my life a lot richer.
That's amazing. So how did their presence shape or impact your life?
Well, one thing that I could say is their presence always made my house a home. It didn't matter where I lived. They made it a home. They certainly brought smiles and laughter to me every day. They helped me through really tough times, and they gave me unconditional love. And I guess it always astounded me that they asked for so little and yet they gave so much.
Yes. Were they part of helping you in your decision of supporting the SPCA?
Yeah, definitely. They had always inspired me to do more, to give more, to be more. And even though they've passed, it's their memories now that inspire me to give back to animals that need help just like they did at one point in time.
When you talk about giving back, Judy, you do so much to help the Nova Scotia SPCA, so much to help the animals here. Why is helping animals in need such an important part of your life?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Joel. I could tell you the exact moment that I think animals possessed my heart. Okay. And it was when I was 5 years old and my parents took me to see the movie Bambi. Yeah. And you're not old enough to remember the movie, but in the show, Bambi's mother was killed by a hunter. And when he lost his mom, it just gave me the same pain in my heart that Bambi had in his. And I didn't understand the pain at the time, but it did move me deeply. So in that instance, in my five-year-old heart, I kind of made myself a promise that I would always do my best to love animals, to protect them, to help them not feel alone. So that's where that came from.
Amazing. Yeah, I remember watching Bambi when I was young as well, and definitely hits home. It's very one of the first sad movies you would see as a child.
Yeah, definitely.
How would you feel knowing others are honoring their own pets by making a donation today?
Oh, I'd feel great. I'd be very happy for them, you know, if this gives them a vehicle for honoring their pets. And certainly it wouldn't be just a donation that they're making. It'd be a way for them to share their love and to create lasting change for animals in need.
Okay, well, let's talk about legacy gifts. I know that's, you know, we love that you're doing this matching donation, but you're also really kind of promoting what legacy gifts are leaving, which if many people don't know, leaving a legacy gift is a gift in your will. It's something that you give that surpasses your time here. So what made you decide to leave a legacy gift to the SPCA in your will?
Well, you know, when I thought about it, I thought the gift means so much more than money. It's really giving my heart, and it's a way to ensure that the love I have for animals will continue, and I'll still be making a difference long after I'm gone.
And obviously, May being Legacy Month, I've been learning a lot about making a will, and I'm like, man, I got to get on that and start making a will. And I'm sure there's a lot of listeners here that haven't made their will as well. So what message would you share with others who might be considering even leaving a legacy gift in theirs?
For sure. Well, to me, by leaving a legacy gift, no matter how big or how small, it makes sure that we continue to help the animals after we're gone. And when I stop to think of it, you know, at the end of our time here on Earth, I think we'd all like to look back and figure out that we mattered, mm-hmm. that we made a difference. So this is certainly one way to do it. Anybody who's been thinking about leaving a legacy gift in their will, I'd say it's the perfect time to do that. And I would encourage you to contact the SPCA and learn how easy it is to leave a legacy gift in your will. And it's so good to be proactive, like you said, Joel, mm-hmm. and make sure you have things in place that are going to matter to you.
It's very true, listeners. It is very easy. You can go to the Nova Scotia SPCA.ca and you can find how to leave a gift in your will on there. Judy, my last question for you. If your pets could see the impact of the matching donation or your legacy gift, how do you think they'd feel?
Well, you know what? I think they'd be proud that they inspired me to do this, Joel. I think they'd actually smile knowing that they made it possible to help more homeless animals and bring animals the comfort and love that they deserve. And I actually think they'd probably go, way to go, Mom.
I bet they would. They're smiling, definitely. Well, Judy, thank you for everything that you do for us here at the Nova Scotia SPCA. You've done a lot, you continue to do a lot, and you are greatly appreciated. Remember, podcast listeners, your support doubles thanks to Judy's matching campaign. You can find that all on our website, NovaScotiaSPCA.ca. And I believe that's it, Judy. Thank you very much for joining us. Is there anything you would like to add?
No, other than thanking you for inviting me, Joel. It was great to have the opportunity to sit down and hopefully encourage some other people to leave a gift as well.
And this has been a pleasure for me as well. I know Judy and I have chatted a lot so far this year, but we haven't met face to face. So this was definitely the first time we finally got to meet.
You're cuter in person. What can I say?
And I know I'm older than I look. I know you said I'm probably not old enough, but I do remember Bambi.
Okay.
A lot of people, when they learn that I'm 45, they go, "Why, you're 45?
There you go. Well, thanks for making me not feel too old then.
That's what I'm here for. But okay. Well, thank you again, Judy. Thank you for being a part of this. Everyone, don't forget to subscribe. It's easy. You're already listening to us right now. Just hit that subscribe button. Give us 5 stars and share so other animal lovers can find us. Judy, thank you very much again. And that was it on the podcast.